Welcome back to the Link Health and Wellbeing Podcast. This is Abby Beho. Today I am feeling energized because in this episode, I'll be exploring an exciting and fun approach to getting people fit and active, and that is through a fitness party. I recently attended a fitness party and I had a great time. It was such a blast. It was a great evening. So before we get started with this episode, here's a clip from the evening just to give you a feel for the atmosphere at this event.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling ready to work out. Yes.
Ready to work out?
I am. I have fitness shoes on.
You're not going to get those shoes are brand new. You're going to take them off and bounce around with you without them, right?
They'll get dirty by the end of the night because I plan to walk up with all the fantastic artists that we have here tonight.
Hey, talk about walk up and exercising, man. If you're ready to exercise and have some fun this evening, say yeah. Nice, I know these ladies, you're ready. Nice, what about these people over here? Y'all ready to be? I say yeah. Oh no. Big up impression. Let's do this.
Now that was a Caribbean style fitness party. So what you heard there were the hosts introducing the event and getting the crowd ready for a night of working out. So the fitness party was organized by the Carambola Beach Hotel in St. Kitts. And it was really just so much fun. This is the second fitness party that I have ever attended. So the first fitness party I attended was back in the UK. It was the Fitness Blast Off. And this was held about exactly a year ago, actually, April 2017. I love attending these types of events. They're just too much fun. I enjoy them. But to be honest, I also go to these events because it gives me the chance to be a bit of a public health spy. I know it's terrible. What I do is I have a really good look around and try to understand whether approaches like these are actually quite effective at getting people fit and active. And you know, when you work in the public health field, you know, you just need a bit of inspiration and creativity. So it's really nice to go to these events and really get immersed in what's happening and really look around and understand, are people enjoying this? Are they really getting a good workout? Are they not? Are they just here for the crowd or whatever? It's just a really good opportunity to really understand what approaches work well and what don't. So in this episode, I'm just going to share some of my thoughts and observations, just in case you're thinking of organizing a fitness party or just in case you're thinking of attending one. First, what I'm going to do is just start off with a bit of background. Now, fitness parties have been around for a fairly long time, but they seem to be getting a lot more popular. And I think it's because as people are becoming more health conscious, healthy options of everything, including parties, are starting to appeal to the public. Now, fitness parties take several forms. So what I've noticed is that some of them simply are just an extended aerobics class in a gym. And this is like the simplest form of fitness party. Or they literally are an all-out party. Now, what I have found is that fitness parties that are literally a party are the most effective and appealing. And this is because of the atmosphere and fun factor. I think when people go to a fitness party in a gym, it still feels like structured exercise. But when they're going out to a fitness party where it's in a club, where it's a lot more relaxed, you tend to get a lot more interest. So the party that I attended recently was held at a beach bar. So very, very relaxed. You know, there's sun, there's sand, there's the beach, there's the water, there's the ocean. So really lovely atmosphere. So people could have to let their hair down, have a bit of fun. And it's not such an intimidating atmosphere when it comes to exercise. And here are a few more of my observations. Firstly, fitness parties are no joke. You do get a serious, serious workout. Now, just take a listen to this. The parties I have attended have been like this, very fast paced. You can tell from the music and energetic. And they're also quite long. The fitness party I attended in the UK was a 5-hour event. And the fitness party I attended here in St. Kitts was a 3-hour event. And for most of this time, you're working out. So you sweat, you ache, but you keep going because it's so much fun. And so this makes it a really good way to get people to exercise. Observation number two. These events have been really well attended. I can say, particularly the one in the UK, it was packed. There was almost like literally no more room to fit anybody else into that actual, the big and massive kind of hall that we were in. So you can see that this demonstrates just how appealing these events are. And thus it provides the perfect opportunity to impact a large number of people. The third thing I noticed was that these fitness parties attracted a wide variety of people, but they were mostly women. I would say about 80% of attendees were women. But saying that, you did have a variety of women. You had old, you had young, you had all shapes and sizes and all fitness levels. So this shows that really this informal type of event is probably less intimidating than other forms of exercise and therefore attracts a nice diverse set of people. Although what we can say is that fitness parties seem to appeal to women. Men don't seem to be too keen on fitness parties. Next observation, and I've said it so many times during this episode, is that, and I'm going to say it again, it's just both parties were really fun. You could see the crowd was having a great time. So it wasn't just Crazy Abby enjoying it, because I really enjoy these kinds of things, but everybody was having a great time. And I think that was the main reason that people kept going for so many hours. My next observation is that the instructors and DJs really were instrumental in getting the tone right, creating a fun atmosphere. So I think for these types of events, you have to have the right DJ and the right instructors. You need people with big personalities who are fun, who get the crowd going. And I can imagine that some instructors and some DJs simply wouldn't be able to pull this off. So you have to get the right people. And my final observation is that these events can't be a one-off. If we're going to ensure that people stay active, they need a regular way to engage with this type of event. So I know that the Fitness Blast Off in the UK is a regular event, and it's important because it's a good opportunity to reach a large number of people. So a regular fitness party would be really effective. Now, just to conclude, fitness parties are just, like, I think, great. They're a creative, fun way to encourage people to take part in exercise. And I think from the variety of people that do attend these events, it does attract people that I think traditional, like, would you call it traditional? Traditional exercise like running, cycling, I think just wouldn't appeal to. So it gives people who might not be interested in running, who might not be like going to the gym, it gives them an option that really suits them. So I think it is perfect from that point of view. So two public health thumbs ups. So what do you think about fitness parties? Have you attended a fitness party? Have you organized a fitness party? Let us know your thoughts. Be really interesting to hear what you have to say. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and we will see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.